Oh, positive. Only Breathing. The album is called Only Breathing, which is very, very interesting. There's about, so right here, there's about 5 songs on here. And what I played just was With You. And it's very, I feel like this vinyl reading, last vinyl readings were very interesting because they had messages all over it. They were very esoteric. They had, it was incorporated songs about dreams, dreaming. There was a theme that went on. And right here, which is interesting, zero positive. So what is zero positive? Is the most important blood type. It's a universal blood type, basically. But what's interesting is that to pull that out, but the word positive comes out, and the title is called Only Breathing. I mean, this is you guys are making it too easy for me, Spirit. Spirit is making it way too easy for me. Like, this is just like this is crazy. This is just unbelievable. Like, of course, what the message is. Like, I could tell. Like, this is just, I love it. I love everything about this right now. It's like, oh yeah, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget, don't forget that the breathing, exhaling, inhaling, we don't realize causes all those good, happy moods. We don't realize that that takes us away from anxiety. We don't realize that that takes us away and brings us into the present. We don't realize breath work is so important. So there's a strong message about breath work here going on that I'm getting that Spirit wants to incorporate and understand. I mean, because Aries is all about being physical. Aries is all about movement and passion and really connecting and really being connected with the body, mind, and spirit. And that's why a lot of Aries, I like to think, you don't have to agree with me, but a lot of Aries are, that's why they're so honest, because they have a strong connection with being present. They have a very strong connection. They're very good with being present because they don't allow outside activities that tell them what to do, what not to do. They're always connected with that intuition and inner voice, that childlike voice. So when I come back to this and understanding this energy that's circulating right here, breath work. Yes, it's all about the breath work. And so why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't we connect with something so sacred? Why wouldn't we begin to have something so abundant in mind right here as we go into the drumming, as the drumming becomes us, as all of this becomes angelic. And so what's interesting with the pull, refreshing and glad refreshing glad in my spirit is actually next on the portal with the band With the World Music, DOA. And that is the song that I literally just pulled out. I mean, I could say that this is part of the vinyl pull. Why wouldn't it be? Like, seriously, why wouldn't it be? And I just realized that that was the vinyl I spontaneously pulled out. I don't know who this band, I don't know who these people are. And for the fact to be using it for my background music for meditation is huge. And the fact that it says refresh and gladden my spirit right now, I'm like, what the heck is going on right here? I always come here and I'm always speechless. Like, it's like this is brand new to me. And like, there's something always new. It's never old. It never gets old. Like, being here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, it just doesn't get old. It just, like, it's always. And guess how long this is? It's 8 minutes. We did it. Woo! I can't believe this, how everything's just connecting the way that it's supposed to connect. Like, this is just unreal. This is just too unreal. Too unreal. So shall we continue? Like, it was almost like Spirit was just like, I got a surprise for you. I got such a surprise for you. I mean, where's my drum? I love it. Don't you love when you can't find a drum? Hang tight. We're about to begin our shamanic drumming. I know it didn't just get up and walk off on its own. Drums don't have legs. So this is the little bit of the song that I wanted to share because it said the message is refresh and gladden my spirit. Why wouldn't we have this way? Whoa, look at that. And then motorcycles in the back out of nowhere. Great. Yeah, so usually I don't test things out on the air live while you're here listening, but I told you, like, this is spontaneous. I don't, of course, today, out of all the days, I never do this. I never get the wrong cord. I never choose the wrong cord for my laptop. So this is amazing. But this is even more amazing right here, right now, this song. It's called Tribute. No, this isn't Tenacious D. But let's ride with it. I'm down. But this is completely, this is, it was made for shamanic journeying. So let's do this. How beautiful. So we're gonna get into this journey and we're gonna find our spirit animals and our spirit guides and we're just gonna collect them all and say, come forth. We open our hearts up to you right now in the intention of healing, the vision. What is it that we need to know? What is it that we need to connect with this energy? We got the final message, positive. And only breathing. I'm still at all. Let's do this. Thank you. Remember to breathe as the message came in. Only breathing, only breathing. Light up to infinite spirit right here, right now. All is well right here, right now, in the solar eclipse after party. We're here right now, dedicated to the love and the magic of spirit, the love and the magic that is gathering around us. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, we can feel this infinite spirit, and we're manifesting. We're manifesting right here in this positive light, this positive energy. As we breathe, inhale, exhale, and inhale that love and exhale beauty. You are so magic. You lift up in the most positive light. You're uplifting, you're up healing. You're just here right now, spontaneous, feeling it. Feel everything around you, surrounding yourself with that love of God and the love of spirit. Look at that, connected to your spirit guides and your animals and all of them. Come gather, come gather, come gather. Highest pyramid of love right here, right now. Channeling that pyramid. That energy flows, that energy flows, and that energy goes. Right here, right now, that energy flows, so the energy goes. Bringing it up and healing. Healing all things that are good and marvelous. Motor breath. Really. We're here. We're feeling the energy of spirit, and we're feeling the energy of ourselves, connected and divine. This big, magnificent beauty that is here for us always. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. This is the new energy of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's the new energy to you. It's the new energy to the light and all things that are coming in. Oh, the universe feels good right now. Things are transitioning in a very magical way. Things are transitioning in a very, very exciting way. Feel it. Feel it. Feel into this light where we are different right now. We are not the same person that we were yesterday. Infinitely being born, infinitely in the cosmos, infinitely being loved and connected and opening up to that energy, opening up to that air, opening up to that rhythm right here and right now. An infinite spirit comes and loves you. This is the love that we need, and love and manifesting love, manifesting the ultimate beauty of love right here, whatever form it may come in, whatever it may appear. We're here right now in the highest vibration. In the highest vibration of light. Inhale. Exhale. There you go. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Woo! Spend some time breathing right now. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is spontaneous goodness, spontaneous fun, right here, right now. We have another, you know, we're here for another 40 minutes. We're here. We're clear. Wait, tune in. We're going to have angel messages. This is the Aries new moon solar eclipse after party. We're manifesting here. What do you want to manifest? What are your dreams? What are you desiring? Today's a great potent day to manifest and put all of that out in the air. And so as we do this right now, we're celebrating love, we're celebrating the cosmos. So what is it that you want? Say it with me. They don't have to be the same wishes, but here's some ideas. Like, I am wealthy, putting out that energy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I feel good. Work is fun. I make an earning. I make a living doing what I love. I have the most beautiful relationships. I feel a connection with love, and I feel the connection with spirit. I'm strong and youthful. I can take on any sport. I can take on any workout. Everything just comes easy. Everything is working out for me. I deserve to have a loving relationship. I deserve all the money that I need. I deserve all the things that I desire. Money comes frequently and easily. Life is adventurous. Life is fun. I feel good most of the time. I feel really good. I feel so healthy. I feel enthusiastic about life. I feel enthusiastic about every single day. Every day is just magical. Every day is an adventure. I love the people that I work with. I love the interactions that I have daily. Meeting new people is fun. I'm creative all day, every day. I create the world that I want. I paint. I make the most infinite, beautiful music. I am a creative genius. I'm a genius at everything that I do. I love from the bottom of my heart. I give and receive love with so much ease. It just flows. Life is good. Life is beautiful. I have all the things that I need. I am grateful. You see how good that feels? So those are some examples of what you can put out into the universe. So as we are putting those beautiful things out, please stay tuned. We'll be back. We with some tunes. We're going to be back. Angel messages are on their way. We're here. We're clear. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Don't forget to watch my TV show that is definitely airing on Cambridge Television, first and third Thursdays, depending on Mercury being in the microwave. Who knows if that's gonna air, you know, who knows? Oh, lordy, lord, lord. Please forgive me.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock on.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Something to tell you, you should know. I just couldn't wait for not another day. I love you for more than words can ever say, honey. Without you, it's so painful. Yeah, I was tempted to call it a day. Yeah, you've got me in your hand. Why can't you understand? When I lay down, long in my bed, the thoughts of you, babe, just linger in my
Thank you.
Hi, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tux. Freeformed radio. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Wow. So I kind of almost, if you're trying to understand what's going on here, I kind of almost do not want to take this record off because my mind was blown to realize that I didn't realize that I had a vinyl pick, an Angel vinyl pick. And I forgot that I took this from the WMFO collection. So what you're listening to is Michael Garrison. And I'm getting chills right now. This is Michael Garrison, and the album, guess what the album is called? Eclipse. There were so many things happening all at once where I was just like, oh my God, I was just in the moment grabbing records. And not only did I spontaneously grab this record, it has a picture of Eclipse and the word Eclipse. Guess what? The first song was Visions. And then the next was Take a Chance, and Visions, and what's interesting about this is that this is very esoteric because you have on the other side of the album that says Departure, Airborne, Celestial Nights. And I really wish things weren't touching me, like, you know, in the studio. No, there's a lot of paranormal activity going on here. Actually, so I'm just going to switch gears. that was getting a little too intense. So basically, you know, what's interesting, it says Departure is the first song on one of the sides, and then Visions is the song on the second side. Departure, basically, because, you know, this is the ending. We're at an end of a cycle. This is the new year. So, you know, this is good. So Visions, and that's connected with it. Visions, actually, why this is standing out to me. And I'm going to tell you the next one that's going to really blow your mind that's connected with this album. So the reason why this is really standing out has a lot to do with the fact that I actually did a creative visual meditation during the solar eclipse. And I did that to basically bring in, just visualized everything that I wanted and everything that I was grateful for. So, and everything that I could conceive to have in my highest desire in the future. So it kind of blew my mind that this song said Visions on it. So there's a lot of messaging going on. And then it says 1982, Mind Spell Records. What are we talking about here? We're talking about manifesting. We're talking about, you know, what it means to be able to use your mind, what it means to be able to use your words to create the life that you want. And we do it every day. We do it all the time. But I just want a reminder that the most important thing to the foundation of manifesting and creating things, whether you want it or not, has to do with our thoughts. So if we're here with our thoughts, and what is it? How are you taking care of your thoughts, basically? How are you actually being able to take care and foster these thoughts you have? Because if your thoughts constantly are delivering this miserable world and this miserable concept of yourself and really manifesting low self-esteem, when is it the time to say, okay, it's time to change that? When is it a time to say, okay, it is time to let this go? It is time to, you know, departure from this. When is that? When do you take control? Because there's no one else except you that needs to take control of that. So if you're listening right here and you're feeling into this energy and you're feeling into this magnificent energy that's happening right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, you'll understand that you have all control and capability of the way your life is going. And if you want it to be magical, if you want it to be happy, if you want to be happy, if you want to be full of excitement, health, wealth, all of that, you have to put all your focus there. And this is the thing, is that a lot of people they love to have these excuses of why they're not taking action. And they won't, you know, you hear it all the time. They would never let me do this. I could never do this. I could, and you, there you go. You put the spell. So that's a spell in itself. So we put spells on ourselves every single day. And I feel like this message really, really needed to come to the surface about understanding we need to stop putting these spells on ourselves that aren't serving us. And why don't we put good spells? If we have the ability to actually create spells in our minds to create the world that we want, then what is the spell that you want? Do you want to have more money? Do you want to be a billionaire? You know, what is your dream job? Say it, put it into the world, put it out there in the universe. There goes your spell. So I just think that this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. Oh, wow. That I pulled this, and this is one of the vinyl pulls. So, you know, zero positive, breathing only. That was one of the albums we pulled. We're going to meditate on that. So far, we have these messages about putting spells on ourselves, putting spells on others. We have these messages about breathing in order to create more positivity in our lives. We have the message, refresh and gladden my spirit. All of these things are coming in right now, right here for the solar eclipse, and it's all here for you. It's all here for you. Everything that is happening here, everything that we're doing here, right now, it all happened here just for you. Because that's how valuable you are, and that's how important you are. And this is something that you need to continuously get into your head, that when we have these times where we have something good happens to us and it's just given to us, learn how to accept it. Because once we have that, I don't know, it's too good to be true kind of attitude, we'll lose it. We literally will lose it. Accept it. Even if it does turn out to be too good to be true, you cannot continue to stop life. You cannot continue to get scared just because just because over and over you've gotten your heart broken and you've gotten disappointed about something. And it seems like it happens over and over again. How many of you out there, you know, I know all of you can relate to all these good things happen and then something bad happens. And then you're just like, it's just too good to be true. So you don't allow yourself to be happy because you say to yourself, well, something bad is just going to happen. I am here to tell you right now that you have to let go of that fear, because guess what? Unfortunately, I'm here to just kind of give you that harsh reality and that hard love and that tough love and just tell you, suck it up. Because would you rather just live a life where you don't allow yourself to be happy because you're afraid of getting disappointed and getting your heart broken and getting things taken away from you? Or would you rather just be happy and have that happen, but you bounce back and you get to stay happy and you know that something better is coming along, and then you count your blessings and you don't count the despair and you don't count the things that you lose? You see what I'm saying? That's what this is all about. It's about being able to put yourself in such a vulnerable place that you become immune to the negative. And when I pulled that vinyl for the angel card vinyl pull, this is all connected to this. O positive. What is O positive? The band is called O positive. I pulled for the vinyl pull. O positive is the most important blood that is needed. It is universal. For all blood types, it can be used in an emergency situation. It is literally a biological, spiritual conduit. What did the album say? Breathing only. You see how simple it is to have the things that you want? Do you see how simple their spirit is helping us to understand how easy it is to obtain? That any child can do this. Any child can do this work, but that's what it takes. It takes being a child again. It takes believing, and it takes understanding, going back to that place when we were kids, children, infant, child, toddlers, they weren't thinking about when they were crying and getting their toys. They were happy when they got their toys, and then they were sad when they got taken away. It was in a moment where they felt that disappointment, and they moved on and laughed 1,000 times. And that's what life is supposed to be. When we have those setbacks and we have those disappointments, we move on. And we say, well, next time I'm going to get that. Next time that happiness comes around. And you milk it. Milking the feeling of joy, milking that feeling of gratitude, milking that feeling when something unexpected happens and the universe just gives you something. Literally, you could just win the lottery. Literally, you could just be given a house. Literally, you could just be given a car. I've seen it with my own eyes. Literally, just things just dropped in your hands because you manifested, because you asked for it. This is what this is all about. And I'm so glad this message came in for the angels, and that this is connected with this last vinyl that I played in the last vinyl pull, in the angel card vinyl pulling, you know. So if you're just joining me and you're just like, what is going on? So, you know, I'm a psychic medium, and, you know, I know you heard of tarot cards. And so what I do here is, you know, I do spirit communication through sound, but what I started doing was vinyl, like basically using vinyl as tarot cards and having it be like angel communication, angel. So I use the vinyl and I play it as angel card readings. And every single time it is connected to everything I have to say, like, what are the odds that I'm going to pull a vinyl that has the solar eclipse on it? And it's called Eclipse. And the first song is called Visions. And I literally did a creative visualization during the solar eclipse. Nobody knew that. I didn't tell anybody that. That was my sacred ceremony. Now everybody knows, because I'm revealing this to you, that this stuff is real. Once you believe, you don't have to believe. But once you tap in and turn on and you tune in, that's when the good stuff comes in. That's when your gifts come. But you have to believe first. You have to believe that you could have anything you want with the blink of an eye. You have to believe with all your heart that it could just be handed to you. That's what life is about. You're supposed to have things just handed to you. You really are. But when I'm talking about things just handed, but on the other side, there is work you need to do. Work is necessary, but that's inner work is what I'm talking about. Not the work that people are telling you need to do. It's the inner work, the discipline, that discipline with yourself and what you do with it. And that has to do with thinking the good thoughts, having the positive, having the strength to say, I'm going to program my mind. That's where the work is. Work and discipline is definitely needed in life. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just saying you should just, or what is the point of being here if we're just going to obviously just get things handed. It's part of the fun. But what I'm saying about is getting things handed is wishing for it, asking for it, working to manifest it in terms of using your brain to actually morph that. That's what I'm talking about, is that it doesn't have to take as much work as we think. We don't need to do years and years of doing all these different earthly things in order to get something. Literally, sometimes all it takes is just belief. Believe in yourself. Believe in spirit, God, whatever you want to say. To have that energy of knowing that it's on its way. Having that energy of knowing, yeah, I deserve it. But we have to believe we deserve it. We have to believe we're worthy. If we don't believe that, that's why it doesn't happen. And usually that's why a lot of times people will end up saying, oh my God, this doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work, because you don't believe it works. Of course it doesn't work, because you don't believe that you could have it. Of course, of course. So in order for you to really step in, you've got to do what other people are not willing to do. That is the reality of how this works. You've got to do the work that other people are not willing to do. You've got to do the things that other people are not willing to do in order to have the things that are extraordinary and to fulfill your dreams and to have your dreams come true. So, you know, I had no idea that this show was going to go this way. Like I said, it is Mercury retrograde. And in the Mercury, and it is a solar eclipse. Even though the solar eclipse is fantastic, there's about I can count about five different things that just malfunctioned before I got here. Five different things that are going on. So do not be surprised with the communication, like miscommunication breakdown, electronics, all of that stuff going down. Do not be surprised. Like, legit, this is the first, I've never came to a show and forgot, like, maybe I forgot my adapter, but like, I had other backups, but like, this is the first time that I had my adapter, but I brought the wrong one. I took the wrong one and I could not use my laptop because we needed the spontaneous flow to happen today. I needed to pull this vinyl. If I brought my laptop and my laptop was working, I'm going to tell you right now, I would not have pulled the vinyl that I pulled because I had to use all vinyl today. I pulled about three different vinyls that gave us messages about what we needed to hear right now in this moment. So I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Free from Radio. I'm your host, your favorite psychic medium, the Boston Medium. Please, I am here every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar. We've got some great music, playing local music, sometimes performances. It's all good. It's just back-to-back goodness that just goes on the station constantly, and I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful that this is my life, this is my reality right here. This show, this is happening, this is our reality. Like, get excited, this, we're here, this is the most beautiful time to be alive. Look at what's going on. We've never been closer to this creative connection of understanding the supernatural more than we are here. So I love you so much. Until next time, have a beautiful night. Have the beautiful rest of your week. And please enjoy the rest of the effects of the solar eclipse because the energy's here. Yes. Oh, get that sun. Get as much as possible. Please. So I'm going to leave you here with Michael Garrison and the Eclipse album for you and me right here.